About 20 minutes into the meditation, you said something, but I couldn't hear what you said.
That's good. No, actually, I was just reminding not to involve with your thoughts. Just a reminder. So most of the time, that might hear by the people who's always thinking, but those who are just being with the breath, they will not hear that. Well, we can go with that question then. Let's say all the time, whenever you are going to do something, you are doing that activity by thinking. First, you need to think before you do it. But once when you practice meditation, or especially with the breathing meditation, with the breath, you just allow your body to breathe naturally. That way, you are not doing it. So, why are we practicing this breathing meditation? This breath helps you to observe what is happening. Simply, it helps you to bring yourself back to present moment. But nobody can see your breath if something is going on in your mind. And also, you cannot keep your attention on breath if your mind is occupied with any other thoughts. Simply, we have only one thought at a time. But naturally, your mind is like to jump to another thought. With your training, what you are doing, you are trying to keep your attention on present moment. That is not a thought. You only keep yourself occupied with this particular moment. In this present moment, what is the activity happening with your body is your breath. Now, everything else coming from outside. Now, see, if you hear a sound, you are really not hearing a sound. You are hearing a sound, but you are interpreting that into a different thing. You might say, well, somebody is talking, or there's a cell phone, or noise, music. Once when you convert that experience into a name that is beyond your sense experience, then we are not really going with our experience. We are going with our hearing a sound, which means we are going with our thoughts, our concepts. Now, the trainer or meditator is trying to away from these concepts. That practice helps you to cultivate a discipline with your body. Not only with your body, that's ultimately turning into a discipline to your mind. Because your mind always running here and there without any direction, without your control. So at this moment, you are training yourself to be with this particular moment. Practicing and training a discipline. So let's see, what is the nature of undisciplined mind? That kind of mind always seeking something to involve with. You are trying to involve with a picture, or with a sound, or with a sensation, or with a smell or taste. Why do we do that? We always have food for your mind. Either you would involve with past experience or future hopes. Those are the six ways we are getting food or feeding ourselves. Picture, sound, smell, food, touch, and thoughts. Without mind, you cannot see a picture because your eyes just like a camera. Your ears just like another device can identify the sound. But without your mind, you cannot hear anything. Without your mind, you cannot smell anything. Without your mind, you cannot think. Now, what is the deal with the breath? Breath helps you to get away from all of those experiences. But all the other time, we have desire to involve with things. But we are not really satisfied with these sense experiences. We are turning these sense experiences into concept. Then we are living with those concepts. So those concepts providing food. Now, what is the nature of us? All the time we are trying to feed ourselves through this food we are taking from the senses. If you don't have anything else, you are thinking about something else. Now, in Buddha's teachings that Buddha was mentioning and sharing, teaching, we are continuously feeding ourselves for these five senses. Now let's just simply think. If you want happiness, or if you are planning something to make yourself happy, what do? You might go for vacation, or you might go to see a waterfall or some beautiful park, or you might go for a movie. What is that? You are feeding your senses. Or you might go for a restaurant to eat. We cannot think something beyond this than the senses. We are feeding the senses, we think we can earn happiness. Now think about how many times you have done those things. Where is the happiness? Where is that happiness right now? Whatever you have done in the past is not here anymore. You cannot bring happiness through those experiences. That's why you want to do that again and again. Then the nature of ourselves is we always running after the pleasure through the senses. But nature of it is we cannot totally satisfy ourselves through these senses. Now, meditator just eliminate that environment or that particular habit in that moment in the meditating time as a meditator. Once when you are not providing those food into yourself, what is happening to you? You find a time which is not creating anything else, just not feeding yourself. You find a time with relaxed time. That relaxation comes through your mind. So we are training that disciplined mind. In that disciplined mind, you are not looking anything new. So what is happening naturally? When something happened, when some sound, whenever you catch a sound, then you notice it. Then as a meditator, you are bringing this, your attention back to your breath. Breath is a feeling, but you are not enjoying it. You just watch your breath. Then with this training, you are introducing a moment without a pleasure. You are not seeking a pleasure at that particular moment. Think about at your home or at somewhere else, maybe sometime you are when you are driving, you want to hear something because you call it bored. Whenever you are not feeding your senses, you feel it's boring. You call it I'm bored. But in the meditation time, you are learning to enjoy this moment without being bored. That's the discipline you introduce to yourself. In that moment, especially, you are not feeding yourself through those senses. Now, what is the result of this disciplined mind? The result of this disciplined mind is you are introducing concentration. We call it samadhi in Pali. In that concentration mind, you can see yourself. Like you can ask yourself, why do I hear this sound? What do I gain? After the meditation, you can question yourself. You can see yourself. If you are not a meditator, you always being with that sound. You always being with the taste. But once when you have a moment without being with the pleasure, you can see, why do I experience this? You can question yourself. By questioning yourself, you can understand the nature of it. You can catch the nature. Now, what is the nature? Nature means you can see how this arises and how it is passing away. Simply we call it in one word, impermanence. We can see that impermanence going on and happening every time in our life, with everything. Let me tell you one beautiful impermanent what you would enjoy during the meditation. It's a pain. When pain arises, if you can realize this is impermanent, pain would disappear. It is not a permanent thing. That's a nice, wonderful, impermanent experience, pain. Sound, whatever arises, that would disappear in a second. Then you can even learn how to enjoy the pain. Meditator would learn how to enjoy the everything. Recently, that somebody asked me, can you enjoy the death? Of course. You can enjoy the death. You can enjoy the aging. Meditator would enjoy all of those things. Because you can see that's the nature. We don't have to run away from it. Just notice it. Understand it. That comes with this, as a result of the concentration. What is that? The concentrations bring the wisdom that helps you to know about yourself, helps you to know the nature, understand the nature. Then you, without fighting with the nature, you would know how to use the nature, how to be with the nature, how to enjoy the nature. That is the nature of the wisdom. then you would understand to not to fight with the nature. That comes with the practice of meditation. Simply, you would introduce the disciplines that will lead you to have the concentration. A result of it, you would have wisdom. Now, this wisdom is not something you borrowed from outside. This wisdom you cultivated through your practice. That's a result of mindfulness. That's a result of noticing yourself. Result of the observation. So you get that result just within yourself. You don't have to go anywhere else. Recently, somebody asked me, "Pante, in vacation we went to see this beautiful place, but unfortunately, we rush back home because we want to do the things in finish the things what we supposed to do in the weekends." I think that's the story with all of us. Sometimes you need a break. You go for a vacation. Then even in vacation, you rush yourself. Sometimes you want to just mark the map and tick the map and to just to have the satisfaction to say, we went there and we did that and we do that. Then you rush back your home and again, we are doing the same thing. But we have never think about vacation for our mind, for our thoughts. We have never think about the resting mind. But during the meditation, that is what you do. You are training how to enjoy yourself, how to be with yourself. All the experiences would be wonderful experiences for you during the meditation. Because those experiences will help you to know yourself. That's why meditator just observe everything. Recognize everything without reacting to those. Meditator would not fight during the meditation. Meditator would enjoy every pain, every sensation and every feeling. That's the result of mindfulness. Well, let me bring you Buddha's answer for that. At few occasions, few people asked the Buddha the same question. Buddha said sometime one moment, for some people one day, 7 days, 1 month, 7 month, 1 year, 7 year, then many years or one lifetime or many lifetimes. What that means? That means is that depend on you. It's like for some people, they can run a marathon just by one day. For some people, they want to train. They have to train first to before they go in a marathon. That depend on the training, depend on the nature of yourself. So now let's see, there might be somebody who cannot meditate at all, who cannot rest their mind. But that's okay, just learn how to watch yourself or how to watch your breath gently. Then eventually you can train yourself. So it is very important to introduce a discipline, introduce a routine, then have that routine into a schedule or then discipline yourself with that schedule. No matter whatever comes, just do it. Really, we have to, especially with meditation, now think about everybody, all the world has set up to enjoy the pleasure. You're always seeking pleasure. Then everybody is enjoying it and everybody is encouraging you to have the pleasure. Go there and do this and eat that. Especially meditator should not expect others to encourage to practice meditation. Then do not expect for that. Everybody would discourage for that. By knowing is very important. Even the nature. Sometimes some people are just thinking, okay, and I will go for meditation this evening. Then only that evening somebody asks you to do something. Maybe some family member would have a trouble only in that evening. And this very common observation, which is sometimes at the retreats, people are really making all the arrangements going into the retreat, but suddenly something happened. Maybe family member gets sick, maybe that particular person gets sick, some unavoidable things would come, which means even nature would not support for this. So therefore, you should have lot of determination or effort to go for a meditation or sit or find a time for meditation or go for a meditation retreat, because we are not supported for those things by the nature or by others. Meditator should know that. Once when you know that, okay, I would not support it, nobody would support for that, therefore I have to do that by myself. I should do my best.
One day I will ask about something that kind of it's a belief, understanding that most people have, is that you can train to concentrate your mind and to meditate only with your breath seated. So maybe perhaps in the West more than the East, I think there is this belief that sitting equals meditation, meditation equals sitting. That's it. So Mahathir, would you like to explain what are the other ways that people can train their minds to concentrate and focus other than sitting and breathing?
Okay. Well, yeah, sitting is a posture, and then there are some other postures you can use. Walking is another posture, then standing is another posture, and lying down is another posture. But personally, I would not encourage anybody to do the lying down meditation unless you know it very well. So, and that question is really helpful as to understand the nature of the meditation. Just see, if somebody is doing a breathing meditation with a sitting posture, what is behind it? Once you sit down, breath is the only activity happening with your body. Therefore, you can easily watch your breath. As I mentioned earlier, meditation is not something you are doing. Practicing meditation is you are practicing how to not do anything. Therefore, when you can observe your breath, then you can just observe. You can just observe the breath. Even Buddha mentioned that was the most easiest meditation for many people, because we are having in and out breath all the time. There are many other benefits. But if I answer this question directly, if you are practicing meditation with the walking, then you can just observe the walk. We call it walking meditation. While you are practicing walking meditation, you are not concerning about your breath. You just observe the movements of your body, especially moving feet or sensation or the movements. While you are practicing walking meditation, even you are not walking by thinking, you just allow your body to walk, then eventually you will come to a natural walking rhythm. Once when you get into this natural walking rhythm, you can just observe the walk. Then there is another technique. This technique goes with your mind. First, you influence your mind to direct your thoughts in a certain direction. There are Buddha recommended two influences. One kind of influence is encourage you to cultivate boundless love or metta or loving friendliness. That is one method. In that method, you just help you to, it is like a planting seeds. Once when you plant the seed, you don't do anything, seed itself will grow. You are not doing anything. You are not pulling a plant out of the seed. Your job is just only planting the seed. Itself will have a tree and then would give the fruits or whatever the vegetable or flowers. Then your job is just facilitate those seeds. There are four recommended seeds recommended by the Buddha, which once when somebody planted those seeds, that person would not suffer. If somebody plant anger, that person would suffer. Not only that person, people around that person would suffer too. Even anger, hatred, all of those things, fear. Therefore, Buddha recommended four seeds to plant: loving friendliness, compassion, equanimity, and sympathetic joy. Those are the four kind of seeds that Buddha recommended to plant. That is one method. Then there is another method. You just sit without doing anything, then observe what you notice. Then observe the nature of it. What would be the nature? You would catch all the experiences that you would notice, that all the experiences that arise and passing away. Then you recognize the nature of everything. So that is not really very common practice. So maybe that would be a practice for very small percentage. Now, what is behind these meditations? That is very important to understand. Now, so actually, sometimes I hear, even very recent, I heard from one of our friend when I coming out from the marsh, and I saw this friend after a very long time. He said, "Bhante, I was swimming today. That was my meditation." And I see some people say, "Well, biking is my meditation, and horseback riding is my meditation." So probably those people are mentioning they are doing it mindfully. No, mindfulness is not the meditation. That is not the mindfulness. Keeping your mind with something is not the meditation. Meditation means you are just helping your mind to recognize the nature, rising and passing away. There you have to find a technique which help you to see that nature. So then your mind is not really keeping occupied with something. You are helping your mind to not to do anything. Just catch the nature. That is the meditation methods. Those are the meditation methods that recommended by lot of yogis, lot of meditators, including the Buddha. We call it inside meditation technique. So as I mentioned, this breathing meditation and the meditation of these planting seeds, which is loving kindness and compassion, all of those four types of meditations. And the third kind is introducing, helping yourself to recognize the nature. We call it a in Pali we call it Dhammanupassana. So the other technique is just recognizing the feelings of your physical body through actually sensation, so the feeling, sensation. That also a technique for very small number of people. So I think I answered your question. So in this particular class, actually, we always practice in this breathing meditation, because I think that is a common practice for many of us, and you can easily get into that practice. But if you have any trouble with that practice, please you can talk to me personally, that I can find out a proper technique for you.